This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nearly 80 of the countries represented over the weekend at the Summit on Peace of Ukraine agreed territorial integrity and the principles of international law and the UN Charter should be the basis for talks to end the Russian war in Ukraine.
Leaders from 101 countries and organizations wrapped up 2 days of discussion on ending Russia's war in Ukraine with a show of unity against Russian aggression. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for a diplomatic solution to end the war.
War is not our choice. It's Putin's choice.
Russia was not invited, but just before the summit, President Vladimir Putin demanded that Ukraine withdraw from territory captured by Russia and abandon its goal of joining NATO. U.S. and other representatives at the summit saw this as an ultimatum, saying Russia has no intention of fostering peace or real negotiations.
Miroslava Gungadze, VOA News, Bergenstock Resort, Switzerland.
A U.S. special envoy visited Jerusalem Monday seeking to calm the situation on the disputed northern border with Lebanon and Israel. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen.
Israel said tensions with the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia could lead to a larger conflict. Here's Israeli Army spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
Hezbollah is jeopardizing the future of Lebanon so that it can be a shield for Hamas.
U.S. Special Envoy Amos Hochstein's visit follows weeks of increasing exchanges of fire along the line between Israel and Lebanon, where Israeli forces have for months been engaged in a simmering conflict with Hezbollah that has continued alongside the war in Gaza.
South Korea's military says soldiers fired warning shots to repel North Korean soldiers who had temporarily crossed the rival's land border for the second time this month. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said around 20 to 30 North Korean